Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My respected and dear elders and brothers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves each and every ummati of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have written that when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wanted to bestow His mercy, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wanted to bestow His rahmah upon mankind, upon a creation, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created insan. So the very reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us is so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could shower His mercy, His rahmah upon us. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama have explained, entails number one, the muhabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the shafqat, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, the ihsan, and the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon us. All this is regarded as the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are a few days away from the month of Ramadan, and I do not wish to go into the hadith in itself, but many of us, when we pick up Fadail Ramadan of Hazrat Shaykh Mona Zakaria Saab rahmatullah alayh, then the very first hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given a khutbah on the last day of the month of Sha'ban, just the very first part of it. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to Sahaba? قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say to us as an ummah that a very great and mubarak month is coming to you, or you are approaching a very great or mubarak month. But the word that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has used is adhallakum. Adhalla in Arabic is when a cloud covers a person. When there's cloud cover or some canopy or something that covers a person. In other words, like how when the clouds are filled with rain and they cover a person, there is this great desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the rahmah of rain. And together with us, it keeps us away from the beating sun. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has drawn a comparison to this month of Ramadan. That this month of Ramadan is like a cloud cover that has come upon us. And it keeps us away from all the difficulties. It keeps us away from all the hardships. And together with that, there is a very great hope that the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. On the other hand, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the extreme attachment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with us in this month of Ramadan is so extreme. On the one hand, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the doors of the skies open. In another riwayat, the doors of Jannah open. When we speak about the doors of Jannah opening and then the doors of Jahannam closing, Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi was a great scholar, and he explains to us that the sins that we commit in this world has a direct link and a direct attachment to the fire of Jahannam. Although we are living in this world, and a person breaks the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is now linking himself, he is now connecting himself to the fire of Jahannam. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has closed, that door Allah Rabbul Izzat has closed, now there is no more connection between us and the fire of Jahannam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about opening the doors of Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now linked us to Jannat. There is now a link and a connection between us and Jannah. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His tawfiq. Allah gives us spiritual guidance. Allah gives us spiritual energy to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third part of it is that the shayateen are also chained. If anybody wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are really four aspects. One is the person needs the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat multiplies this in the month of Ramadan. Number two, a person needs to detach himself from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has broken that link. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has broken the connection. Number three, we have always suffered from the whispering of shaitan and the waswasa of shaitan. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away. From Allah's side, three quarters of the battle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has solved for us. Three quarters of our problems Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has solved. One part of it, one quarter that remains from our side is we have to leave our desires. The great Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, in a state of kashf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened a realm to him, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, what is the easiest way I can reach you?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him one short and very simple prescription. Da' nafsak. Junaid, leave your nafs. Wata'al and come towards me. And this is the very message the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving us in this Mubarak month to come. That all we need to do is leave our desires. Drop those desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will find that we will run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is late for a flight, and that person has got a lot of luggage, and now he needs to carry that luggage. He is now going to slow himself down. If only he could find another means to get his luggage there so that he can run. This is the impression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, that there is nothing stopping us from going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but our own nafs and our own desires. In the other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, from one Ramadan to another Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautifying Jannah, Allah is fragrancing Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adorning Jannah for His servants. Jannah is so beautiful. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No soul can even fathom, no soul can even understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us in Jannah. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that beautiful Jannah, for years and years and years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorns it more and more for us. Brothers, one question I would ask myself and you ask yourself. How much are we preparing for the month of Ramadan? Our Allah is preparing for us. How much are we preparing for this month of Ramadan? Perhaps We need to look at this whole aspect of these few days that are left now at the doorstep of this month of Ramadan. Let us try and make adjustments to our lifestyle. Let us make adjustments to our routines and our timetables. And let us try and spend more and more time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The ulama of the past, whenever they would dialogue with each other, either if they would speak to each other or they would write to each other, they would give one common advice. There were three advices that they had given, brothers and friends. If only we can make these three our goal this Ramadan, inshallah, we will find that there will not only be a difference in Ramadan, but there will be a difference for the rest of our lives. The first of that advice is, Man amila li akhiratihi, kafahu Allahu li dunya. That person who works for his akhirat, that person that acts for his akhirat, who carries out deeds for his akhirat. We carry out many deeds in our life and Allah make us maaf. But on many occasions, we are just so autonomous, like autopilot. We just carry out the deed. We forget to make intentions for who the deed is, for what the deed is. But here is a very specific advice. Whatever we do, keep akhirat in mind. Our mother, Hazrat Siddiqa, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was her condition when she would think about akhirat? It comes in a narration in the hadith. Once our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes home and he finds our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha crying and sobbing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam pacifies her and he asks her, "Oh Aisha, what makes you cry?" Hazrat Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha replies, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I remembered the fire of Jahannam. Just the thought of the fire of Jahannam came to me and it made me cry." In Hayatul Sahaba, there's an incident of a young boy right in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He falls down unconscious and he dies when mention of akhirat and Jahannam is made. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains that his body could not take the fear that he had for the fire of Jahannam. Then Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah, would people remember their family? Would there be a time like how we have family reunions in this world? Like how we visit family, we think of family, we may send a WhatsApp message or an SMS or whatever it may be. Would that happen on the day of Qiyamah?" Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Aisha, there are three times when no soul will remember another soul. No father will remember his children. No child will remember parents. No brother will remember siblings. No one will remember anyone else. Husbands will not remember wives. Wives will not remember husbands. The first is at that time of the mizan, when our scales of deeds will be erected and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put our good deeds on the scale, on the pan of good deeds, and our evil and ill deeds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put on the pan of ill deeds. At that time, until that person is not successful, that person will never think of anyone else." Allah Rabbul Izzat says in the Quran, "فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى." Brothers and friends, you and I may carry out a deed, good or bad, and we may have forgotten about it. But remember, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala never forgets. The ulama explain under the commentary of this ayah that whoever carries out an atom's bit of good, the word dharra, if you look sometimes towards the window, especially when the sun is beating, you will see small particles flying in the air. they called that dharra. And ulama went to extremes in this world, Allah reward them, that some of them to find out, to ascertain, what is the weight of this dharra that Allah speaks about. They took dough of bread, and they weighed that dough, and then they left it so that these particles will fall on it. And then they put it onto the scales of this world again, and they found that it did not alter the scale by 1 gram also. There was absolutely no weight. But there, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be weight, both of good deeds, both of ill deeds. So that was the first. Then Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, O Aisha, the second time will be when the book of deeds are given to a person. There will be those who will be given the book of deeds in the right hand. There will be those that will be given the book of deeds in the left hand. There will be those that will be given the book of deeds behind their back. And as a matter of fact, some commentators of the Quran have stated that there will be those that will be given in their left hand in such a manner that the left hand will be protruded through the stomach of the person and it will come out from the back. And that is how that book of deeds will be given to a person who failed that test on the day of Qiyamah. Till that book is not given in the right hand, ha umuqra'u kitabiya, and until that person does not get it in the right hand, he will forget each and every individual, whoever the relationship may be. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the third point where people will forget each other is on the sirat, what you and I call the pul sirat, that bridge that is over the fire of Jahannam. Understand that as far as the kafirs, the mushrikeen are concerned, disbelievers are concerned, for them there is no pul sirat. They are going to go directly into the fire of Jahannam. For the believers and for some munafiqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this bridge over the fire of Jahannam. And till a person does not come to the other side and does not enter the doors of Jannah, a person will forget every relationship whatsoever. There is an incident of a king, Sultan Malik Shah, who reigned over Isfahan at one time in Islamic history. He was like that, a good person, but he would go out hunting as a sport. And on one occasion he comes to a little village to hunt. And that day his hunting was not good. There was no animals that they had shot down. But at night his people knew, his attendants knew, that they had to prepare some meal. And now there is no meat. So what do? They see a cow that belonged to one bewa, one widowed woman that had 3 children. This woman would have this cow milked every morning, and she would give her 3 children, and she herself would drink from it, and besides that, she had absolutely no income whatsoever. So these attendants decided that here is an idea. They take this cow and they slaughter it. They are the people of the king. Who is going to question them about it? They slaughter this cow. This bewa comes out and she thinks to herself, Ya Allah, this was the only means of sustenance. A few cups of milk that I could give my children for the day. And now that also is gone. She stays that night. She sleeps over. And that night she begins to think about how is she going to resolve her issue. She goes out the next day and she finds out the route of the king. It was told to her that the king is going to pass a particular bridge. So this woman goes and stands on that bridge. When the king comes, she stands in front of the king. Allah gave her that energy and strength. And she said, Oh king, I've got an issue with you. Either you resolve the issue in this world on this bridge, or you will resolve it in the Akhirah on that bridge. He was a man that feared Akhirat. He knew what was akhirat. He gets off his conveyance, his animal, and he asked, "Oh my mother, please tell me what happened." She explains the story. Immediately he gives the decree from his personal funds that one cow that was slaughtered should be replaced with 70 cows. Brothers, you and I need to think about this, that on which bridge are we going to resolve our matters? In which books are we going to resolve our matters? On which scales, the scales of this world or the scales of the akhirah, are we going to resolve our matters? So, man amila li akhiratihi kafahu Allahu li dunya. That person that works for his akhirat, whatever he does is for akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice him for the matters of this dunya. They may seem to be a temporary loss in this world, but undoubtedly Allah Rabbul Izzat will take the responsibility of seeing to it. The second advice that they had given, and let us make this the second goal of this month of Ramadan, man aslaha sariratahu aslaha Allahu ala niyata. That person that rectifies his inner self, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify his outer appearance. This is something that passes our mind, something that does not strike us. That how are we going to reform and rectify ourselves? On the one hand, the passion of sin. On the one hand, the different types of gunas that we are committing in this world. The gunas of our eyes, the gunas of our tongues, the sin of our ears, the sins of our limbs. And it is all just washed away, or we think it is washed away. And Ramadan passes and we back to the same way of life. Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali has stated in the tafsir of the ayah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that this month of Ramadan is supposed to bring taqwa. Judge ourselves before the month of Ramadan and judge ourselves after Eid and see if there was a significant difference. Brothers and friends, our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was that being about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah had guaranteed a guarantee, a warranty, an extended guarantee. Allah has forgiven you, past, future. If there was Nabiya Masoom, all Anbiya sinless, but even notwithstanding that, Allah has forgiven you. The ulama have written under the tafsir of this ayah that let alone Allah has forgiven him, Allah made our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the means of maghfirat for his ummah. That Nabi, when he would make dua, what was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the other duas? Just one example. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Masoom Nabi, no possibility of a sin. But he is making dua to Allah. Allah, distant, make far away my sins from me. Distant me from my sins. Like how you have distant the east from the west. Keep it far away from me. Not sufficient. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carries on. وَنَقِّنِي مِنَ الْخَطَايَا كَمَا يُنَقَّ الثَّوْبُ الْأَبْيَدُ مِنَ الدَّنَسِ. Oh Allah, wash me, cleanse me from my sins, like how white clothes are put into water. They are washed with soap and different detergents of this time and of those times, and it comes out sparkling white. Ya Allah, wash my heart like that. Waghsilni bil ma'i wa thalji wal barad. And oh Allah, wash my heart with water, with ice and snow. Brothers and friends, leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our hearts are burning with the passion of the disobedience of Allah. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us this dua, that we need to cool it. We need to move away from it. We need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar, he writes about a person that in old age, a very pious personality, but old age comes upon him, and now he begins to reflect his whole life's deeds, and he begins to count his sins. Do we ever think of the concept of counting our sins? We will count our hands and sins. We will count what we have offshore, what we have in other countries and wherever. But here were those people that began to count their sins. And his entire life, he counted only 36 sins. From Fajr to now, from morning to now, if we have to count, what will happen to us? But he doesn't only count and he stops there. For each sin, he makes istighfar. He seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness 100,000 times. For each sin, 100,000 times. He completes that process, he's not satisfied. He stands up in namaz, salatul tawbah, we read 2 rakats and we say finish, 27th of Ramadan is over. He stands up and for each one sin, he reads 1,000 rakats of salat, 36,000 rakats. And in each rakat, he makes a complete khatam of the Qur'an-i Kareem. And when he completes that, he says, Ya Allah, I have only hope in your mercy, Ya Allah. Brothers and friends, Allah has given us this month of Ramadan. Wallahi, Allah has given us this month of Ramadan. Let us take it serious and let us make that the second goal. Then let us begin to purify our inner selves. Whatever our sins be, we know it. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah and let us make an attempt to stop it. Let us make an attempt to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ The third advice that they have given us is that person who rectifies his matters between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, let us not leave our matters unresolved with Allah. Those of us who unfortunately may have missed out our namazes, let us start going to ulama-i kiram and let us ask them advice. Let us start the calculation and see how many namazes we had missed. And let us make a niyat, make dua to Allah that Allah assist us. And let us start making those qadas of that salat. Those of us that have similarly other missed rozas, zakat, and whatever it may be, let us try and calculate and be honest and seek Allah's help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us to make good all those things. And also together with that, if you have unresolved issues with anyone, let us resolve those issues for the sake of Allah. When we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify our matters between us and fellow human beings. So friends, Allah has given us this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us as a gift. It is like a cloud that comes upon us, filled with rain, filled with hope, filled with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, removing the difficulties and hardships that we generally find in our ibadat. So let us try and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and endeavor to become closer to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.